Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me tonight for another inspiring episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Remember that I'm not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here to do is to face my own truths as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and inspiring opportunities to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, the goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. So that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact me directly, you could do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please remember to connect and follow us on social media. You'll find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you'll find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook by searching for at There Is Life After Layoff. And Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR. So on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights related to issues not only to the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. And as always, I just have a couple of quick reminders, and then we'll be ready to jump right into our great show for this evening. If you happen to miss a particular show, there are several ways that you can catch up on what you've missed. First, you can always access all of our past recorded shows on our automatic player box that is located on the show schedule page on the AtlantaLifeRadio.com website. But for those of you who are always on the go, we are not only on iTunes, but we're also now available on the mobile app Stitcher, which is a free downloadable app for your mobile device. You can find us on both iTunes and Stitcher by searching for Atlanta Life Radio. So there is absolutely no reason for you to miss out on all of the great programming that Atlanta Life Radio offers. So with that said, it is with great appreciation that I say thank you for not only continuing to tune into the live broadcast, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. And of course, you know this show works because of you, our faithful listeners. You help to drive the show, and that is why we always want to hear from you. And so with that said, I want to invite you to be a part of tonight's conversation. And if you want to make a positive comment or if you want to ask our guest a question, and we definitely have an interesting topic for you to have questions tonight, I invite you to call and join the conversation at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. Now, keep in mind that you only have to press the number 1 if you want to make a comment or ask a question. If you want to just listen in, just simply dial that number and you can start listening. And we will begin taking your calls right after our break at around 7:30 or so. And so we do look forward to hearing from you. And so, you know what, we're ready to get started, and I'm super excited this evening because tonight marks the start of our There Is Life After Layoff financial series, with my special guest co-host, the Money Mender herself, world-renowned financial expert, author, and motivational speaker, Ms. Carol Hunter. And you were first introduced to Carol back on our April 19th show. And from that appearance and the great connection that we had, we were both inspired to create the financial series. And so it's certainly without further ado that it is my pleasure to welcome back to There Is Life After Layoff my special guest co-host for the financial series, Ms. Carol Hunter. Carol, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Allie. I am super excited to be here and so excited for everyone that took the time to be with us tonight. So I am ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. And you know what? You're going to be in the driver's seat this evening. I'm riding shotgun tonight. So I'm going to allow you to do what you do best. But you know what? Before we actually get started with some of the content, why don't you briefly share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your credentials and for being a financial expert, and then share with them the purpose of the financial series and why we're doing this.
Absolutely. Well, I am the Money Mender, and I have been in this space for almost 30 years. Mm-hmm. So for almost three decades, I have traveled the world supporting professional, educated, motivated, high-achieving, ambitious, spiritual women and a few men who have decided
right.
to mend their money to achieve freedom with confidence. And I support my audience with money strategies and financial expertise through my coaching programs and my live events, and also through my teaching resources that are available through my online store. So, of course, my educational background is in accounting and finance. And from there, I started my business 25 years ago now, and have been walking this journey with thousands and actually millions of people when I was doing my live TV broadcast for 5 years. So there are lots of people walking on the planet now that are free because mm-hmm. they had the opportunity to pass through my life as I did theirs.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So why do you feel like it's important for us to even have a financial series?
Well, as it relates to, you know, layoff or any type of situation that has set you back, I want to provide strategies and insight and that pertinent information to help the listeners that have experienced some type of setback like layoff to orchestrate and implement a comeback plan. So that's so important because in life you will fall, but you've got to know how to get back up, and information is power.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for sharing your time with us. I have to say that up front, and your expertise. And I'm so honored that you have agreed to be my co-host throughout this series. And so, you know, we're ready to get started. And you have appropriately titled tonight's topic, Prepare for the Comeback. So explain to us, what does that mean?
Sure, Allie, and I'm honored to be here with you as well. But when we talk about comeback, you know, you got to prepare for that. And a comeback, you know, simply means that you return to a former state of success. So, you know, before a layoff, you were having some type of success and you had some money to go along with that. And so you want to return to that former state of success, and you want to recover and you want to resurge. And, you know, I like resurgence because it means to rise again into life or activity after a period of little or no activity. And so, you know, layoff a lot of times will shut you down, but
right.
we want to pick you up, build you up, give you the information that you need to have a comeback.
Wow, that's great. And absolutely, most times when, you know, I can say for myself, you know, after you get laid off, the first immediate response that you have is, what are we going to do financially? You know,
mm-hmm.
how am I going to take care of my family? So that's like that number one immediate emotion that you experience. So I definitely do understand, you know, the mindset of what you mean of, you know, trying to have a comeback, you know, restoring yourself to a former state. And that word resurgence is great because I kind of looked it up a little bit, and it's almost like it also is synonymous with a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a recovery period, so to speak. So, you know, and so that leads me to want to ask you, you know, what often happens financially or otherwise to an individual who has been impacted by a life-altering event such as a layoff?
Well, you know, you just kind of hit it because you talked about the rebirth. So when a person has been laid off, that's a type of death. And so, you know, we have to raise that person from the dead. And so during the season of layoff, you know, life tends to stop or just slow down for most people for various reasons. And, you know, their mindset is very heavy with what they are going to do financially, as you said. And while, you know, this is very normal, Allie, at some point, you know, one must realize that there is life after layoff. Life will happen again, but you've got to be engaged. And so, you know, with the help of this financial series, we want to help, you know, our listeners rise to life again, rise from the dead and surge and prepare for their comeback. And this time will be greater than before. So we're not going to look back. We're going to look forward so that we can have an even better life this time around.
Wow, I'm looking forward to that. And I know there are a lot of listeners out there who need this information and just probably don't know where to get it from. And, you know, I think you and I, we kind of talked a little bit before in a previous conversation about how some people, you know, are have a shame attached to financial struggles. And so they don't want to air their dirty laundry, so to speak. And so, you know, this is another reason why I think that it was important for us to do this because, you know, people have the anonymity to, you know, listen and get the information that we're providing them. So I'm ready for you to get started, and I think you have some great wisdom nuggets that you're going to help us in. So I'm turning it over to you to let you do what you do.
Okay, Allie. Well, again, I want the listeners tonight to be encouraged. That's the first thing. That's why I want to share wisdom. Because, you know, wisdom is the ability to use the knowledge that you have. And when you get knowledge, you can do better. And so regardless of the state of mind that you're in right now, if you'll just hold on to these wisdom nuggets that I'm going to share tonight, I promise you it's going to get better. So whether you've been laid off, whether you've gone through a divorce, whether you've lost a spouse, or whatever your situation is that has caused you to kind of have a temporary death, I want you to know that tonight you live again and you decide on this night, I'm going to thrive again. I am going to emerge from where I have been and where I have stayed for, you know, the last how many ever weeks, months, and even years in this dark place. And so I just wanted to encourage you before I get started. But the first nugget that I want to give you as it relates to wisdom is this. You have to prepare your mindset. So whether it's a layoff or anything else that you have encountered that has set you back, your mindset is your attitude. And so if you don't prepare your mindset for a comeback, you're not going to come back, because if you are hanging out with the bitterness and still attached to unforgiveness and you have an unforgiving attitude, well, when you combine bitterness and unforgiveness and mix that all together, you know, that's going to yield no results, because you're so busy focusing on what was and what happened. And so your mindset is fixed right now. It's fixed on that thing that happened. It's fixed on that person that caused it. And it's fixed on all of the negative emotion. Allie mentioned about the emotion that accompanies, you know, a setback. You've got to have new emotion. And so what that means is you must make a decision to unfix your current thoughts regarding the layoff or the setback. So in layman's terms, that means look forward and not backwards. We can't go back and fix anything that has already happened. We cannot go back to 2 years ago. We cannot go back to 2 months ago and change whatever happened, why they laid you off, the circumstances that surrounded that, you know, the situation that happened with the divorce or whatever. We can't change that, and you have to tell your mind that. You have to unfix your mind with those thoughts. So no matter if it's been 2 months or 2 years, your mind is the battleground, everything, because your mind is where your thoughts lie. Your thoughts reside in the mind area. And so you've got to prepare your mind for the battle, because no one has ever had a comeback without first enduring some level of opposition. And as it relates to a layoff, you know, financial opposition is number one, Because if you've been laid off, you've been cut off from that stream of income. If you only had one stream of income and you didn't have any emergency reserve set aside or you didn't have another action plan, you've been cut off from your stream, from your livelihood, that which keeps a roof over your head, that which keeps oil and gas in your car and your ability to pay the car, that which pays your child's school tuition, that which puts food on your table, that is your money. And so you are now thrust into financial opposition when you are laid off or encounter some other type of setback. And so the result of that is going to be things like a reduction in your credit score. It's going to be late payments because if there is no money stream, there's no ability to pay your creditors. And if you have not been taught how to deal with crisis as it relates to money, you don't know how to have the conversation with your creditors, so typically you don't have a conversation at all, and that creates stress. It could also, financial opposition can lead to repossession. It could cause you to enter into a foreclosure situation, or you have to file bankruptcy. You have to endure rigid creditors who are now dialing your phone repetitively, but because you're not aware of how the credit laws work in your favor, the proper conversation with them to stop the harassment does not go forth because you're not aware that it exists. And then there's what we call underemployment. Maybe you've had the opportunity to get another job, but you're not making the salary that you had risen to before the layoff. You don't have the same benefit package. You may have gone from an office to a cubicle. And, you know, all of these things create stress, and they make you feel some kind of way about it because you feel like you're at the bottom of the barrel having to start all over again. And then there cannot be financial opposition without financial depression because at some point you're going to depress. And that's why when I mentioned earlier you have to return to your former state, that's coming up out of that depression. And then for those that are married, a layoff can definitely affect the marriage relationship on a lot of levels, and there's more arguing, you know, there's discord in the household because the stress in the relationship has started to spill over into the love relationship. So, you know, you have to have a strong emotion and a strong feeling about your comeback, and you need a strategy and the right moves that are going to get you there, but it all starts with your mindset first. So, Allie, before I go to nugget number two, did you want to add anything or have a comment with that?
Well, everything that you spoke about was spot on, and I definitely have learned in just some experiences that I've had personally with regards to, you know, creditors and what have you, and that, you know, and I know that this is going to be a future show that we have in this series talking about the credit laws working in your favor, but, you know, it's almost like you said when you have a loss, if somebody dies, there's like a grieving process, so it's almost like that, you know. You have to go through these steps in order to kind of heal from the loss or what have you. And I want to say that I totally 100% agree with the fact of your mindset, because if you decide that you continue to allow yourself to be saying, you know, things like I'm broke and this and that, you're going to continue to stay that way. And there's so much power in your words and you know, in your thought process. And so, you know, I'm loving what you're sharing with our listeners, because it's spot on as far as, you know, my personal experience has been.
Absolutely. I mean, you're right on everything that you said, Allie. I mean, it's like the thoughts are going to come. But even when you have been set back, if you will, from a layoff, even if you have to take baby steps and just get up today and say, I'm at least going to think about what I'm going to do next. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to get there. You know, I may have to take a job that I never thought I would take, because, you know, we have to remove pride.
Yes.
We have to move ourselves out of the way
yes.
in order to shift our mindset because,
yes.
you know, I'm just going to throw this little nugget in there. I had not planned to say this, but we have to get rid of, well, what would people think of me if I'm not doing this high-level
yes.
job or, you know,
yes.
I'm not walking into the big corporate building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are people going to think if I'm working three jobs right now to make it? You
yeah.
can't care what people are going to think if it's going to make the difference between you keeping your house and you having your lights on and you having food to eat. You have to divorce people.
Yes.
You got to get free from people because so many times we miss out on great opportunities in life because we're living our life through the eyes of what we think people are going to think. And people can't matter in a situation where you're trying to have a comeback. You have
right.
to see them on the other side.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to say real quickly, you have to really humble yourself. I was laid off one time before, the most recent time, and I had to get over the fact that, I had this college degree, I had this great job and got laid off from it. And in order to have a comeback, I had to take a job that I would have considered, you know, less than,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I would have wanted to have. But guess what? It allowed me to have a stream of income again. So it's a very humbling experience. And once you get over that mindset and know that your job is just what you do, it's not who you are, then you'll be in a better headspace.
That is so good, Allie. You know, I like to say it like this, just get over yourself.
No, right?
You got to get over yourself. You know, it's not that we don't think that, you know, our education and everything is important.
Right.
But when life happens, you know, layoff is what I call life just happens.
Mm.
When life happens, you know, this kind of brings me to wisdom nugget number two.
Mm-hmm.
You got to confront your reality.
Mm.
And in this case, you got to confront your financial reality. And you got to check back into life and press past the pain and all of the embarrassment. So that means that from a financial perspective, you've got to obtain copies of all your bills, regardless of whether you're paying them or not. Because when you're in depressed mode, when you're not thinking about coming back, you let those bills pile up because your mindset says, I don't have the money to pay them anyway. My unemployment is not going to be enough for it. I don't even want to know how many late fees they've added or how many late payments I have. So your mindset says, I don't want to deal with what's real. But when you're preparing for a comeback, you have to deal with what's real. You've got to assess the status of all your bank accounts, whether they've been drained down to zero or not. You got to look at that. You have to create a list of obligations that you've postponed due to your layoff or your setback, which could include your car maintenance, you know, doctor visits, surgery, dental work, life insurance premiums are falling behind, even the annual extermination on your house. You know, when you're in a situation where you've been laid off and you're not feeling the way you normally feel, and now all of a sudden you see ants and spiders and bugs and whatever, that just aggravates. the situation because now you're saying, If I only had a job, I would be able to pay my annual extermination of $300 to get my house done, and now I can't get my car done. I need some new tires. I'm behind on my oil change. My service light is on, and then I have all these outstanding missed payments, and I've sent out resumes for the last 4 months, and nobody's given me the opportunity to interview. Well, now your mindset is running with all the what can't happen versus, okay, I'm changing my financial reality. I believe I receive a new job. Somebody, you start talking to yourself, positive
yeah.
talk. Somebody is going to give me a job. I know somebody that knows somebody that knows about an opening in a company.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody that will let me rent a house and do a lease to own. I know somebody that knows a great mechanic that will charge me a different labor price so I can go and get my car worked on so I don't have this situation. I know a company exists where I can get a better price on my extermination for my house to get these spiders out of here because I'm not feeling all of that right now because I'm
right.
trying to change my mindset. So, again, those two nuggets are prepare your mindset and confront your financial reality, and I think that's good news.
Absolutely. And you know what? It made me, when you were just sharing your wisdom nugget number two. In all of the things that you were listing as far as the obligations and what have you, it made me think about how sometimes getting laid off or a financial crisis or what have you brings to mind how spoiled we can become. We have become because then what happens is then you start thinking about ways that, okay, how can I cut corners in some of these expenses? Like, you know, does your husband know how to change the oil in your car instead of taking it to someone else to do? Or does he know how to fix brakes or, you know, this and that? Things that you can do yourself that you would, you know, maybe didn't think that you had the time to do, you know. And so it was a kind of like a reality check because there were a lot of things that I found out my husband could do that we were paying someone else to do. And that was, to me, wasted money.
Yeah, that's good, Allie. I hadn't thought of that. That's really good because, you know, that's a good way to channel your energy from being bitter and mad and stuck. You can say, okay, well, what can I do for myself that I cannot pay somebody to do right now? What skills do I bring to the table?
Right.
And you can take it a step further to say, and if I can do it for myself, who else needs their oil changed? If I can change it on my own car, I can create a stream of income. So instead of somebody having to pay $50 or $40 to get their oil changed, I'll charge them $30.
Right, right. Because, you know, we've really just become spoiled in if you look at it, you know, that's money that could have been saved or put to some better use, invested or what have you, you know, washing your car, you know. Man, I got out there a couple weekends ago, and I got my kids, and we had a ball, and I washed my own darn car.
Yes, washing a car has become a very expensive item on your list. I mean, the average car wash place today charges between $20 and $25 to wash a basic car. So especially in the summer months when there's pollen, that right there is a $100 expense. And then if you give them a tip, you know, you add that on top of your $100, that's a lot of money for some people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a humbling experience in so many ways. And you know, kind of knocks you back down off your high horse a little bit and just brings you back into the reality of life and you know, really paying attention to and prioritizing, I guess, you know, for the better use of your money. And, you know, we're at a point now where I think we can kind of wind down a little bit and take a short station break. And when we return, with my special guest co-host, Carol Hunter, we will continue with our subject matter. And she is here with us tonight sharing her knowledge and wisdom and expertise. She's preparing us for our financial comeback. And I'm Allie, your host, along with my special guest co-host, Carol Hunter, renowned financial expert, author, motivational speaker, the money mender herself. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff, the financial series. We'll be right back.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Hey, this is executive producer Mel D. And on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, we thank you. Share us with your friends, like us on Facebook, and please come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how to advertise with us, please send an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, please send us an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And now we return back to our program.
All right. We are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, it's not too late. You can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. Now, tonight I am joined by a very special guest co-host, Ms. Carol Hunter, a renowned financial expert. And you know what? I want to make a quick announcement, Carol, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. But, Carol, you know, you and I probably had this conversation beforehand. We realized that there may be someone out there who has a financial question, but for whatever reason, they may be hesitant to call in. So for those of you who may have a question for our financial expert, Carol Hunter, but you want to remain anonymous, there is still a way that you can get your answers to your questions. All you have to do is send us an email with your question or questions to thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and please put Ask Carol in the subject box, and during the caller segment of one of our future shows, Carol will address and answer your questions live on air, and it will all be done anonymous. So we understand and know that sometimes this can be a little bit of an uncomfortable time for some people, and you know, there's sometimes a little bit of a shame attached, but we want to make it easy for you to get answers to your questions, so we are providing a way for you to do that. Again, just send us an email with your questions to thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com and put Ask Carol into the subject box, and we will address your questions on a future show. So if you're just tuning in, tonight is the start of the There Is Life After Layoff financial series, and I'm honored to have as my special guest co-host for now financial expert, the Money Mender, Carol Hunter. And Carol, just before the break, you were expounding on some of the four wisdom nuggets to help us prepare for our financial comeback. So I'm going to turn it back over to you so that you can pick up where you left off.
Okay, Allie, thank you so much. And thank you for everyone that is staying around for part two. And so I want to move right into wisdom nugget number 3. And I would like to say this. You have to restore financial order because, again, going back to what we said earlier, if you've been in a place of doing nothing and you've kind of been in a dead space, you've checked out because of the devastation with the layoff, things have gotten out of order in your life because you were not giving attention to them. And so you have to eliminate and alleviate the financial clutter because clutter, as we know, only leads to more stress. And as we begin to get rid of things, you know, the stress starts to leave us. You know, I had the opportunity last weekend to do something I've only done one other time in my life, and that was to participate in our community garage sale, yard sale in our community. And, you know, having moved here from Atlanta about 5 months ago, I had a garage full of everything. And so I just decided at the last minute, put this stuff out here and let me just see if I can decrease some of the clutter in my garage and get rid of it and make some money doing it. And, you know, much to my surprise, I learned that yard selling is a really big deal. I had no clue. And so now when I drive into my garage and I don't see all the boxes and the 10,000 plants that I had out there, the silk flowers and the 400,000 baskets and the 100,000 other things, the mop that had never been used and whatever else, I feel like I'm driving into a new garage. And so likewise, when you've had a setback, and you've allowed things to stack up and pile up and just be in disarray, that only makes your life more stressful. So in this time of restoration, this is a good time to create a system for managing your unopened mail and your payment statements. Because here's the reality. Before you were laid off, you may not have had a system then. And so if you've never had a system, this is a great, great time to have a system for the first time. And when I say system, I'm talking about your methodology for doing everything that you're going to do and need to do financially. And so that's everything from setting up auto bill pays. If you're not good at having stamps and putting it in the envelope and making sure that you mail it in enough days ahead of time before the due date, you need to be on some type of bill pay system so that your payments are timely. And because your credit score may have fallen a little during your setback, well, if you'll start paying your bills on time and you are able to do that through your bill pay system, you can start to see an increase in your credit score, because paying your bills on time makes up 33% of your credit score. So a third of your credit score is tied to you being on time. You can control that. And so in your house, you know, if you're single, now, of course, this is going to be you, unless you pay a service. But if you're laid off, you're probably not going to be paying a service to do what I'm about to say. But if you are married or, you know, if you're married, then you want to designate in your house, okay, who is going to pay the bills? Who is going to purchase the stamps? Who's going to write the check? Who's going to make sure that everything that's supposed to be happening is happening? Especially in a marriage, there has to be a partnership. You cannot just assume, well, Frank, I thought you had it. Well, Gloria, I thought you had it. You know, you have to control that debit card situation. If you have a joint bank account and both of you have access with a debit card, there has to be effective communication in your relationship to make sure that one person is not overspending, not knowing that the other person spent because you didn't look at your bank account transactions today before you used that card, and you didn't realize that one of the other person had already made a $200 transaction, and you didn't know that, so you went and made a $200 transaction. And if you didn't have $400 unaccounted for dollars in that account, now you just created an insufficient fund situation, and therefore there's an argument that's going to take place by the end of the day because you're already stressed out over the layoff situation. Now you're going to create, both of us spent $200 today and we didn't communicate about it. So you've got to put that order in place, Allie.
Right. You're so on point with that. But I wanted to talk about the yard sale thing because we do that quite a bit out here in the community that I live in. Just recently, a few months ago, I participated in the yard sale, and I made almost $500 for sitting out there for a couple of days. And I had stuff that I had held on to. Now, my oldest daughter is 14, and my son is about to turn 8, and I still have baby stuff. So now you know that's ridiculous.
Yes, it was time to let go, Allie.
It was time to let go. I had baby strollers and tubs, and I'm like, what in the world am I holding on to? I know I'm not having any more kids, so what is the problem?
That is funny.
So, you know, I made some money, and, you know, I sat out there, you know, I took my computer out there, so I was still able to do some work, and I enjoyed it, and, you know, we had a great turnout, and, you know, just set myself up, and I did that. So I understand that. And Mel D and I, we kind of had an opportunity. I don't know if you've ever heard of these guys that call themselves the minimalists. I don't know if you've heard of them. And they talk about how they minimalized their life and got rid of all the clutter, and they travel around, and they wrote this great book, and it's almost like a movement now. And, you know, they talk about how clutter creates stress and how, you know, all the stuff that you think you need, you really don't need it to have a fulfilling life. And so that was interesting when you said that. And you're absolutely right with regards to the effective communication. You know, my husband and I, we do have a joint account for bill paying, but then I do have another separate account so that I don't interfere with the bills. And so if I have some extra money of my own or what have you, then I know if I go use my debit card, that's money that's there that I can spend so that I'm not miscommunicating with him about what money is for bills and what have you. So, you know, some people may choose to do that, but that's really good information that you shared.
And that's a very smart system being married, because what you've done is you've put a system in place that says the household account will never be overdrawn.
Right.
Because the contributions that we put in there are for the obligations that we have. And so now I've got this separate pool of money, my she money, and he may have his he money, where, you know, whatever I do out of this account, there's only one debit card that's
right.
being utilized in this account. So that's a system. And that's
Absolutely.
What I mean when I say you restore the financial order. And I am familiar with the minimalist movement,
mm-hmm.
and I like to call it less is more.
Yes.
Because, you know, in my situation, you know, for those that were on the call last month when I was a guest, I talked about my divorce and what my divorce showed me, because when I was married, I lived in a 8,000-square-foot home.
Ooh.
And so it was fully furnished. And I brought a lot of that stuff with me. And so, you know, when I look around, I have to ask myself, what am I going to do with all this stuff?
Right.
I have stuff still in Georgia. And I'm at a point where I'm like, I'm going to give it away, because less is more. I have more than enough stuff. So at that season in my life when I was furnishing rooms that I didn't even spend much time in anyway,
right.
It's like you have all this stuff. And when life happens, and my life happening was a divorce, you're like, okay, really, Carol, really? And I wasn't trying to impress anybody or, you know, it's just I could afford to do it, so I did it.
Right.
And but now at this stage in my life, my mindset is different. I'm in a different place. I'm in a different season. So like you, you know, the baby stroller, the baby bed, the bathtubs, whatever, there are things that I'm never going to use again.
Yeah.
And so I'm willing to let them go, whether I sell it or give it away.
Exactly.
Because I've had a comeback. And when I came back with a different mindset.
Right, right.
So,
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely good. So now what's the next step? What's the next wisdom nugget?
Well, the final wisdom nugget that I want to share tonight briefly is simply this. You know, we're having this financial series for people that have had a setback and they need a comeback. And so my wisdom nugget for the people who've experienced any type of setback is connect with this financial series. You know, tune in and implement these wisdom nuggets that we're giving, because it's going to expedite your comeback. You need answers. You know, follow the money strategies and the expert advice that I will be giving, and engage in this series, you know, with an accountability partner so that you can have somebody else to hold you accountable as you hold them accountable. And, you know, invest the time. We spent an hour together on this series. And, you know, it's an hour that could change your life. So,
right.
you know, invest the time and the resources that you need to into your financial comeback so you can enhance your knowledge and get some practical application, because the reality is this. We invest in whatever we value. And so if we value a comeback, if we value restoring our finances, whatever we value, that's what we invest our time and our money into, Allie.
You're absolutely correct. So, you know, where are your priorities at? You cannot, just like if, you know, somebody wants to write a book, you can't write a book if you don't sit down and start writing.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? And you have to take the time to face the truth. And sometimes we don't want to do that, and yes, it can be painful, but you got to look at the man in the mirror. And it starts with you, and, you know, if you're married, it starts with you and your husband, and face the truth about the situation, because it's not going to go away. And I can honestly say that during my first layoff, I did a lot of that. I ignored things because I didn't know how to handle, you know, what was happening to me at the time. And it didn't go away. I got through it somehow, but it didn't go away. It probably was a lot worse than it needed to be for a longer period of time because I didn't face it. And I thought it would disappear. And that's always the bad way to handle a situation. You know, don't run away from it. You know, face it. and grow from it and learn from it. So, you know, I do appreciate you and your expertise. And so I want you to, you've given us a lot of information to think about and a lot of wisdom to think about and work on. So what would be some, if you could sum it up, what would be the main takeaways from tonight's topic? And, you know, then let's move forward and tell them what to prepare for in the next episode of the series.
Well, I would say that the main takeaway, there's two things that I would say. Number one is execute. Mm-hmm. Because when we get information, especially information pertaining to what we're talking about and in this format, you got to execute right away. You got to put it into action right away. You got to look at yourself right now. You got to, like you've been very transparent about, you know, things that happened with you when you got laid off. Okay, you got to take an inventory of yourself, of your life, and say, okay, am I stuck? Am I still dead? Have I started to surge? Is my mindset still fixed? Am I still angry? You got to do that inventory, and then you got to execute, and you got to execute now. You've got to change your conversation. And sometimes to change your conversation, you have to change your association, because if the people in your community are helping you to stay stuck, you got to disconnect from that, because you cannot move forward looking back. And so if it's been 2 years since you were laid off and you're still talking about how mad you are at Mr. Jones, because you had been there all these years and you should have been the one that had to say, you're stuck. And you got to face that. You got to own that. You got to say to yourself, how long am I going to be stuck? I've been stuck long enough. How many more days, hours, years, minutes, and seconds of my life am I going to give over to that?
Right.
And so you got to execute. And then you've got to make a decision. I don't care how hard it is for me to surge, I will rise again. You got to tell yourself, if nobody else believes in me, I believe in me.
Right.
So that's the takeaway. And in terms of, you know, our next episode that's going to be happening in June, we're going to be talking about something called First Things First. So we want to keep you curious a little bit, you know, what first things are first. So we want to make sure that our listeners show up again in June to continue with the next action step, if you will, as they begin to come back and rise like the phoenix.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that you all, I wanted you to give a brief overview. I believe you have a coaching program that you wanted to share with us, a product offer.
Absolutely. I am super, super excited. I have a new coaching program that's going to actually start in July, and it's called, of course, Execute the Next Level. And that's like take action for the next level. And so here is where I am with that. You know, when it comes to managing money, most people never received any form of training before reaching adulthood. And so, you know, we're thrust into the world and expected to engage in the money game without proper knowledge, because money is a game. And those who know how to play the game well and know the rules of engagement, they are the ones that win. And so when we don't know how to play the game, you know, we do things like overextend ourselves with too much credit, and we spend spontaneously without a plan, and we fail to save for emergencies and our children's education and for vacations and retirement, or those unexpected occurrences such as layoffs, to name a few, because when we're making money, we have to make sure that we're saving some of it just in case.
Right.
And, you know, I have historical data to prove that a six-month commitment at a minimum with an accountability system will enable you to manage and grow your money in every season of your life and even prepare you for small business ownership. And so for that reason, I am starting my six-month coaching program, and I will be interviewing serious candidates for the program. I don't want people who want to jump in and jump out. I want people to engage in this program that want to go to the next level. And so for anyone who's interested in contacting me for an interview, they can send me an email, and they can just send it to carol@themoneymender.com. It's Carol, C-A-R-O-L, @themoneymender.com.
Okay. All right. That sounds awesome. I am so excited about what we've started here, and I want to, you know, say thank you for joining me tonight as my co-host, and I'm excited about the next episode, which is First Things First, and it's actually scheduled for Tuesday, June 21st, so you guys want to mark your calendars. And so I just want to say thank you, Carol, for joining me and partnering with me on this series and helping us to prepare for that financial comeback. We all need it. And so I hope that, you know, if you know somebody who's in a situation, pass the word along and you know, take advantage of the expertise that is being offered to you on this program. So thank you so much for joining me and co-hosting with me, Carol. It's I've been taking notes while you've been talking, so I...
Thank you so much, Allie, for having me. And if I could, I would like to tell the listeners how they can follow me on social media.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. You can join me every Thursday on Periscope for my Periscope broadcast for even more additional free information. And you can follow me on Twitter at I Am Carol Hunter. And I'm on Facebook, Prosperity Unlimited. That's with a capital P and a capital U. So please like my page so you can get nuggets of information and stay in touch, because we're going to become a nice little family here.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been awesome. Great information. So thank you once again for sharing your expertise with us, and I'm looking forward to each new episode that we have, and we'll be doing this for a few more months now, and you know, just continuing to share information. And I want to remind our listeners to send your questions. You know, don't be shy. And we have the email addresses. There is lifeafterlayoff@gmail.com, and put Ask Carol in the subject line, and she will address those questions on air. So don't be shy. And so thanks for joining me, Carol. I appreciate it. And I know your time is valuable, so I'm very humble, and I do not take it lightly that you have agreed to do this with me. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Allie. I'm very honored. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I am always accustomed to doing, I want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture. Of course, everybody knows that, you know, we've been talking about money and about things, I guess, and material items and provision. And so that led me to think about how God provides and meets all of our needs. And so this is in direct accordance with Philippians 4:19, which reads, "And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." And so, you know, that is a promise that we can all take to the bank. He knows exactly what we need, and he will be faithful to provide. And I can honestly say that I am a living witness that just when I thought that I was in a need and needed something, I prayed, and God always showed up to provide for my every need. So if you trust him, if you believe him, just he's not a man that he's going to lie. He will stand up to his promises, and he wants what's best for us. So just put your trust in him and know that he will provide for you. Okay, so I want to thank you for tuning in, and continue to tune in for our future episodes in the There Is Life After Layoff financial series. And again, the next episode is scheduled to air on Tuesday, June 21st. And the subject, the topic of that discussion will be First Things First. And so on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And so until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and my guest co-host this evening, Carol Hunter, and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you, and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Known has come from you alone.